I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you exhale, think of the symbiotic relationship that we share with Gaia, breathing in her oxygen and giving back our carbon dioxide. Everything we have and do is connected with Gaia. This is what our ancestors knew. Our ancestors were also connected to the Creator through Gaia. Their intuition would tell them where to go to hunt. Their intuition would tell them that the Creator was here for them and that life was in a circle and a cycle. Many of them foretold what would happen on the planet, that we would come to this place and choose the high path, the path of high consciousness. And so now it is up to you. What are you going to do with this? How are you going to communicate to Gaia? How are you going to communicate to others? That is your free choice. And in all of what you choose to do, your decision is supported, and you have a whole legion, an entourage of spirit, angels, benevolent energies, and Kryon right by your side, walking every step you take. Ponder this and know how special you are.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. In this, the third channel, the message remains about Gaia. For the listener, it will be sunset soon. And the group around me stands, some sitting, enjoying that which is still Monument Valley and will continue to be for the next few days. Dear ones, these channelings are not long, because I want to make them a period, a point at the end of the day, almost a benediction that you would remember, and let the main teaching be during the day. In order to do this correctly, I need you to visualize with me something. Humans are great with stories. They love stories. The greatest storytellers of all time were always the elders, for they had the greatest wisdom and information. The story I wish to give you this day is simple, rather short, and it's about a character that we often use in a parable. And the character's name is Woe. Now, every time we use this character, I tell you that Woe is genderless. Woe is a woe man. He is both. As it should be, because this particular message is for all humanity. But in a story, we make him a man for this time. Woe was a spiritual man, an ordinary man. A man who lived in the city, like so many of you, had a good job. And all through his life, Woe was constantly trying to make the vibration higher between himself and God. Woe was a good man. And all of the efforts he had didn't seem to accomplish what his friends were doing. And so he would get advice. He would ask, what can I do to have some of the experiences you have? For I know you've had visions. And they said, oh, yes. How do you do it? Whoa, you've got to keep your eye on God. You've got to meditate and pray in a way that you are always available for the visions to happen, to be there, to be filled with the light that comes from the sky. Woe would try so often to be just a little higher than he was. He would envision shafts of light coming from the clouds and beyond that, the creator of all, perhaps even the Holy One. He heard some of the visions that his friends had had. Literally, in a meditation, an out-of-body experience where they were taken up by angels, where they were looking down upon all things, where they actually had seen the face of the Holy One. He was so envious and then realized that was inappropriate. Wo wanted this so much. Wo didn't really believe he deserved it, but he knew his friends had it. So he got advice from his church, and his church loved him and gave him good advice. Wo, you have to fill yourself with the compassion of the Holy One. Wo, you have to kneel a little longer, perhaps. Take a little more seriousness, and you'll get there, Wo. It was loving advice. It was good advice to help Wo get beyond himself and get into a higher vibration. And he tried. He tried many things. He got advice from many friends. It still didn't work. Wo didn't think that it was a problem. Not really. He knew he was loved by God. He was all right with it. He just figured that in this state of worthiness that he was, that's all he was going to get. And it was good enough for him. And then it happened. When you don't expect it, often things will happen to you because you then release that which you feel is necessary, or the guilt or the disappointment. And he had released it all. It was late at night, actually, when Wo heard the voice. Wo, come outside. Oh, he knew. He knew what this was. He knew he was about to have something very special. He just didn't expect it at night. He stepped outside, and the voice continued. Wo, we'd like to meet you. Oh, here it came. He knew it was going to come. But then he looked around him and he didn't expect what he saw. The ground beneath his feet was shimmering, like so many gold pieces in the sun. He knew a vision was beginning for himself, but he didn't expect it to come from beneath. Suddenly he saw the equivalent of thousands of little candles all in a row leading him into the forest that was behind his home. He had been in that forest many times, but this wasn't leading him to what he was used to. He was in a vision. He saw the little people around him flitting around, and he said, "Who are you? What is taking place?" And they said, "We are the devas of the forest. We are the ones to help you through the vision. Come, Wo, walk the path of light." And he did. And the path took him so gently into a very thick forest, not the one he was used to, majestic beyond belief, but it was lighted. All around him were dancing lights and seemingly more devas, perhaps even fairies, and that which would fly, lights everywhere. There was music or something like it. There was celebration. He could hear it. He could feel it. He was in his vision. He was beautiful. He loved what was happening to him. It just was so different than what he thought. He was led to a circle, and the circle was well illuminated, filled with light. And then he realized that the trees of the forest were starting to gather around him. Then he felt the branches start to then dip down and touch him very softly with their leaves. And when they did, he felt the electricity go through him. Oh, what a vision this was. He felt enabled every single time that a branch touched him, and then he heard a collective voice from all the trees. And he'll never forget it. Thank you, Wo, for letting us touch you, O Holy One. And they said, as above, so below. And they continued, you have the Creator inside you, Wo. And that is why we call you the Holy One. For this is how we see all humanity. Blessed are those who know the love of the earth is for them. We close the story there. Wo got his vision, and he also got a message. It doesn't always come from above. It's not what you think. And that as your feet touch the ground, the earth knows you as the Holy One. The ancients knew this story. And now you do too. And so it is.